Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, oh man, making predictions about the future 25 years and out. That's pretty bold. That's what we did. It's on the record. We're not going to take it back. I've had people walking by my studio going, what? Let me do this for you, though, real quickly. Let me give you a traffic update. We've got traffic here in Southern California. Let me give you a weather update. It's not like it is in Cleveland. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so here's what else we got going on here. I think on the phone we have with us returning after a couple of weeks of absence because he was on vacation, then I was on vacation, and then you're both on vacation, then you're on vacation, is Russell Shubin. Russell, are you with us today?
I sure am. Great to be with you again. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. So what is your gift of prophecy 25 years out?
25 years out. That's right. You didn't get a chance to hear it. Let me tell you this. This is going to blow your mind. Ready? 25 years from now, all the social networks are going to be diminishing because of the high level of accountability, safety, the coming accountability for people, whatever they post. People are going to be afraid to post and afraid to comment. There's going to be no more anonymouses, and people will stop throwing things up there, and you will see that entire industry thin out. What do you think of that?
Wow.
What do you think of that? Pretty bold, huh?
That is pretty bold. I'll give you that, David, for sure.
Not one to shy away. I think you probably figured it out by now. All right, my friend, talk to us about... Now, people have not had a chance to hear you for a couple weeks because I know you had a wonderful time on Christmas. If my understanding is right, you had to work at the house, right?
we worked ahead, we worked during, and we worked after, and we had some great programming over the holidays. That last week, not tomorrow, but last week, I should note, we had a great conversation with David Jeremiah. He had a great conversation with somebody named David Spoon down there in San Diego. That was a great one.
Yeah, I've heard about that guy. You got to watch him. He's a little squirrely. That's what I understand. All right, my friend. Christian Outlook is going to be on tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on KPRZ right here. Talk to me about what's coming on Christian Outlook.
I'll move real quickly with what we have, and we can loop around and touch base on a couple. We got veteran columnist Donald Lambro talking about the kind of the sticker shock that is hitting Americans as they deal with their health insurance policies and as the idea of Obamacare becomes the reality of Obamacare. We also have some good news actually. With religious liberty, we've talked. Even you and I, we've talked about how that's the space to watch, even for the next decade. But right before the close of the year, when the president signed the National Defense Authorization Act, they've strengthened a number of the provisions that protect the religious liberty for our men and women in uniform. So that's great news. We got Frank Sontag talking with our syndicated host Dennis Prager about what happened to the humanities. UCLA was just the most recent school, but the Wall Street Journal recently covered how if you're an English major in a major university, you don't need any Shakespeare, you don't need any Chaucer. What you need are post-colonial studies, genre studies, ethnic studies, gender studies, etc., queer studies, but so little required among the classics. And then straight up the alley for directly Christians, we got a couple great pieces, a couple great segments with J.P. Moreland. He's responding to the new atheists, the Christopher Hitchens, late Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, Daniel Dennett, and Sam Harris. All of those are the new and vocal and pretty aggressive atheists that argue that religion is bad, but what they would all be materialists. They would argue that there's nothing more to what makes us human than the sum total of our physical parts, that is our cells, the neurons firing, etc. There's no soul. And so J.P. Moreland, he's a philosophy professor here at Talbot up towards my direction, but between where you are and where I am. And he's talking with Janet Mefford about the soul, and he's talking about what it means to be human for the Christian relative to what contemporary philosophers, particularly the atheist philosophers, about what they would put forward as human. So we got a pretty full show. It's some great stuff, great Christian thought, but stuff that all of our listeners need to be familiar with.
Now, you know what I love about that? First, let's take them. I want to tackle each one real quickly. First of all, on regards to the atheist position, we talked about earlier in the show, there's quite a few, and I think it was even through Salem Communications, I found out that Albert Moore was talking about how that the elitists were very upset because there were people that didn't appreciate or respect the evolution theory as set forth. And we just pointed out on the show today, it was because we were talking about the atheists, that, you know, the people that say this and the people that are acknowledged atheists, engage the battle, have the reasoning, but keep in mind this one very simple fact. These people don't have a heaven to put you in. I mean, they're not coming saying, hey, here's the way to life, or hey, here's the passage. They have nothing. And so what they're saying is they're offering actually nothing.
Yeah, there is no hope beyond this. And J.P. Moreland's point in this conversation with Janet Mefford, he points out that God has put within us this sense that there is something ultimate, that there is something beyond, and obviously that we see that manifested ultimately in the person of Jesus Christ, but we have the scriptural narrative, the story of God's interaction with man, but it is the development and the outworking, as far as how it works for each one of us as individuals, of the sense, the hunger. And so it's very frustrating. I know the piece you're talking about that over 60% of people in the country don't think that evolution can explain the whole deal. That is, and increasingly, even people who are not believers, they recognize that evolution is not sufficient. It doesn't have enough explanatory power to explain the human. It doesn't have enough explanatory power to explain the this planet floating through space orbiting around this sun. So there's some great conversation that's happening, and J.P. Moreland is one of the really bright voices. But one quick point on evolution is the iPhone that's on my desk right now. The question is for ask the evolutionists, how long would it take for if we just let things go? How long would it take for another one of these to evolve and emerge? And the point is it won't happen. And the human is infinitely more complex than this iPhone gadget that has become the common go-to tool for so many people.
Interesting. I think that's kind of a fascinating element, especially the part you just brought up about how that there's a conflict within man. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about the fact that God has set eternity in the hearts of men. And it's an ironic element that mankind knows there's an end, yet there's eternity within their hearts. I think that's put in there as a witness to pull us towards the Lord, but that's just my perspective on that one. Here, let me ask you on this next question, this next element. The English degrees, like UCLA, for humanities, I mean, are they going to even require English? where are they going with this?
Well, the story that Dennis Prager's interacting with was a piece that occurred that appeared in January 3rd. It was she was by Heather McDonald. She's from the City Journal out in Manhattan, and she's most of what she does is just terrific. And apparently UCLA was until recently. This isn't brand new at UCLA, but her analysis is brand new. Is UCLA was one of the holdouts. That is, UCLA had a number of more requirements from the classics, and it was late in capitulating to the completely agenda-driven English degrees. And so exactly. I mean, I'm not. I don't have my arms around exactly what the requirements will be for the English major, but it is nothing akin to what it used to be. It is especially among the secular universities, the public universities. If you choose to take a Shakespeare course, it's an elective. If you choose to take a Milton course, it's an elective, and it is rarely a requirement.
Mm, that's really interesting. It's kind of like a dissing of the past. You know, it's almost like a disrespect of what's been written and what's gone before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not. I don't like that. That's not. You know why that really? Because they'll just make. Oh, this will be English. You know how women should rule over men. I mean, that'll be like the next English class. It's like what?
Well, it is. Everything needs to be settling old scores and finding the narrative of forgotten or underreported peoples. All those might be interesting. Some of them might be of value, but there's a lack of willingness to recognize something great. This was great English literature. Dennis Prager, who's in the conversation there, he's a classical music fan, appreciator, and he's a conductor, and there's a lack of willingness to recognize that this was superb. You know, Bach was superb, Beethoven's work was superb, et cetera, and everything just needs to be seen as of equal or very similar value, and so it's that the lack of any agreed upon esteeming of some of the great works that have shaped us, and really whether you're a Shakespeare fan or not, you can't deny how enormous his impact has been.
No, you can't. I mean, that's incredible. It's like, to me, you get into this English major, it's like every person who graduates anything in the United States, how can they not be required to read the Bible from cover to cover, since it is the most popular book ever in all of humanity by a factor of 10 times? It's like, how's that not like the most important thing to read? But they don't force that. It's so bizarre how they do that, Russell, because it's like it's definitely an open defiance against the Lord in respectable things and good things and righteous things and pure things, against the Lord, just as defiant as the sin was when Adam and Eve rebelled against God.
There is a defiance, and you wonder in this space and in various other spaces, you wonder if a trajectory will turn, if the way things are going will shift back. But that's not going to change, in any given one election cycle. It's going to change over a course of time, and that would mean that you and I and all the listeners and the kids of the listeners listening right now, we need to seek places of cultural engagement in our individual lives, in our vocational lives, and look for places of influence, and do our part to be a contributor to the greater good, that is, in things explicitly Christian, but also to things that are of value, that would even be of scriptural value.
Great. By the way, great to have you back. Excellent job, by the way. Nice work there. Very good.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and we're hoping for a good year for our program. We just picked up 5 more affiliates. We're on 66 stations now each weekend, so we're reaching a greater number of people, but it's very early tomorrow where it reaches your audience at 5 a.m.
We're moving. We're working on that right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Outlook. Now, here's the thing. If you don't want to get up at 5 a.m. to listen to KPRZ tomorrow, you can do that. It'll be on 5 to 6 a.m. You can also go to ChristianOutlook.com. That's another place you can go. Russell Shubin, another great job. Great work, my friend. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you next week if that's going to work for you.
We'll look forward to it, and God bless you, and everybody have a great weekend.
All right, God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Make no payments for 90 days right now at Mossy Nissan. You heard it right. Make no payments for 90 days. And Mossy has over 2,100 Nissans to choose from. Visit any of the 7 Mossy Nissan locations or visit MossyNissan.com today.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with 5 special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon presented by Thrivent Financial on Wednesday, January 15th with Dr. Robert Jeffress. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who have served and strengthened the faith of people in San Diego. Register today to attend the Year of the Pastor Luncheon presented by Thrivent Financial at KPRZ.com.
Planet Shakers Awakening 2014 is coming to San Diego this March with founders and lead pastors of Planet Shakers, Russell and Sam Evans, lead pastor and founder of Cornerstone Church, Sergio Della Mora, and the world-renowned Planet Shakers band. You do not want to miss out on what will be an incredible event. Join us March 7th to 8th, 2014 at Cornerstone Church. Super early bird registrations end Wednesday, January 15th, so register online today at planetshakers.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
First Presbyterian Church of San Diego invites you to listen each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to First Presbyterian Jazz Worship Hour. Led by a group of talented jazz musicians and Pastor Jerry Andrews, this worship delivers an inspiring biblical message. This unique service will uplift your spirit and feed your soul. So listen this Sunday to First Presbyterian's Jazz Worship Hour at 11 a.m. If you'd like to attend First Presbyterian, service times are online at fpcsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience with the star Hard Rock and Roll.
The little dog laughed to see such spoon, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
All right, that's a good one.
The cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such spoon, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
That's right, folks. I'm your host, David Spoon. See, now I thought you were going to do some hard rock and roll thing, and you're doing the dish ran away with the spoon. Oh, by the way, I got a picture of that. They put a picture of that on my wall. The dish ran away with the spoon. That is my wife and I's code name. Okay. So anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I probably should at least tell you what are we adding?
Yeah, here we are. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. I'm feeling that. You? Can you feel that? Yeah, we're feeling that together.
It's all about the Spoonanity, baby. Yeah. All about the Spoonanity.
That's right. If you want to reach the show, just reach out and send an email. Electronically. David Spoon.
Don't worry, David. A farmer sowed some seeds. Sowing the seeds.
Sowing
with the Spoon Man.
That's what I'm talking about. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. There we go. I'm
Farmer
sowing
Ron.
The seeds.
Yeah, man. Farmer Ron.
Ay. That's right. We're not losing our minds. By the way, there's nothing wrong with your radio. Well, unless you're listening to us, then there's something wrong with you. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, even though it's extremely narcissistic. And I tell people on a regular basis, the only reason I use Twitter is to post on Facebook, which is just as bad because I don't know the people that I'm posting to. I don't know. Something seems weird there. Anyway, you can follow us on that. You can do this. Hey, whatever you want to do. If you don't want to do any of the social network, don't do it. That's up to you. Don't let the man control you. I don't know who the man is, but don't let him do it. All right. A couple things to tell you because we have stories. What's our time frame? Because I know we went over like 19 times. Do we have a time frame?
Our time frame's actually we should be breaking now.
Well, if you want, let me do this story. Give me an extra minute. We'll do this one story. It's a great story. And then we'll break. Then we'll come back. And then I got a really good DDD. Here's the story. Let me do it for 1 minute. They have officially announced today the Science and Space National Treaty has been announced today. No one officially owns the moon. You know, here's the first thing I wrote on this. For this, we need the news. I thought the guy with the cheese and the man thing. What about the man in the moon with the cheese? Doesn't he own the moon? Does he own the moon?
What about
no?
The bench on the moon?
That's the first thing I thought of when I read this story. Ladies and gentlemen, they're wrong. When they say no one owns the moon, only a scientist would say that. God owns the moon. God owns every piece of the moon. He owns every piece of the earth. He owns every piece of the universe. By the way, if you own a home, just to let you know right now, you're renting. You're renting. Because when the Lord comes back, the landlord, you're giving back the property. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do a DDD, and it's a good one, so you better buckle in.
Here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Attention ladies in San Diego. Join Bobby and Tony Lee from Daily Disciples Ministries and K-Praise Radio for the Power of Freedom Women's Conference on Saturday, February 22nd, 2014 at Point Loma Nazarene University. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration, encouragement, and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts are available. Register at dailydisciples.org or call 800-992-0369. Hear inspiring speakers including Thelma Wells, original Women of Faith speaker, Dan Cohen, our local CBS News anchor, and Suzanne Harper, singer, musician, and worship leader. It's an event that can change your life forever. Register today at dailydisciples.org or call 800-992-0369. 800-992-0369.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm the retirement professor. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market ended mostly higher today as investors appeared to shrug off a weaker than expected jobs report at the close. However, the Dow was down 7 points today at 16,437 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite, however, up about 18 points at 4174 on the high techs, and the S&P up about 4 points at 1842. It turned out to be a mixed market of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that is exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day, evaluating Social Security, evaluating their IRAs, their 401ks, and anything else that might contribute to your retirement income plan. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PL.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hearts who play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar on their left.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience.
Just like a pasta,
local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do just 1 second our Facebook post. What I got, like 4 minutes, 5 minutes? You know, I read this thing you put on 6 minutes. I read this thing you put on there. What's your blues name? I saw that on that post thing.
Is that cool?
Yeah, so here it is. So it's called What's Your Blues Name?
You have mine on there?
Yeah, well, we'll have to read yours again. So you take your first initial, you take your second initial, your third initial, and that turns out to be your blues name. So with Noah, you got to start saying, so you got your peg leg. What's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
How's that going to work for you then?
You just leave it out.
Okay, Peg Leg Dupree.
Peg Leg Dupree.
That's your blues name. My blues name is Old Bad Boy Davis. And what it is you put your first initial and they give you a word. Second initial. Yeah, see, we can do any of this stuff. And then your third initial, and that tells you your name. So, Ron, what's Ron's? I mean, what's his middle name? We'll have to do Ron's real quickly. Okay, so Ron's is Skinny Money McGee. Skinny Money.
Ron loves it.
That's
his brand new sales name.
Skinny. That's funny. That's a good one. All right, let's do Noelle. It's her birthday. Let's see. Hers would be Peg Leg Legs Davis. Hey, that's good. That works out perfect. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So these are the. It's called What's Your Blues Name? You just type it in, and then it's a little key, and you can find it anywhere. It's fun. Nothing to get too serious about. We're going to do that right now. Because we're switching from blues to R&B, baby. Talk to me.
Here on the soggy shores of Musselvania, we find our heroes, Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle Moose.
Boy, what a terrible plan.
Only too true. Musselvania is the wettest, soggiest, dreariest place on earth.
You forgot useless.
Useless, too.
There you go. That's our R&B. So we just did jazz and blues, and then we did R&B. And you're going, that wasn't R&B music. Yes, it was Rocky and Bullwinkle. R&B, that's what it stands for. Here is today's Facebook post. It was Mark chapter 6, verse 5, and oh, what a doozy it is. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. I want you to listen to what it says. And because of their unbelief, Jesus couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. What? Listen to what it says. And because of their unbelief, Jesus couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Okay? Listen to the post. It's a good post. A good post. Right here. Ready? Good post. Listen to this post. Ready? Are we shutting down the power of God in our lives by our unbelief? Yikes. That is the question. That is the challenge. Are we shutting down the power of God in our lives by our unbelief? Is our unbelief in operation to such a level that we hinder that which God wants to do amongst us? So so you got the passage, Mark 6. Because of their unbelief, Jesus couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and to heal them. Then you had this statement or this question, are we shutting down the power of God in our lives by our unbelief? And then this is the response. If so, let's not. In other words, if you're shutting down the power of God because of your unbelief, if you and I are so focused on the circumstance, if we're walking by sight and not by faith, we're not giving the opportunities that maybe we need to be giving. And that's us being goofy. I'm going to go with that's us being goofy. Let's be less goofy and more believing. What's the worst thing that can happen except that we see more of God? How is that bad? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got some interesting stories yet to go, and more fun and more DDDs. Drill is gone,
baby. Drill is gone. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Bobby and Tony Lee with Daily Disciples Ministries, inviting you to our 9th annual Power of Freedom Women's Conference. Thanks to our partner and good friends right here at KPRZ, K-Praise Radio.
Join us Saturday, February 22nd at Point Loma Nazarene University. Call 800-992-0369 or register at DailyDisciples.org. 800-992-0369. We'll see you there.
Have you kicked off a new diet and exercise program, but you don't want to do crunches on your filthy carpet? Well, I don't blame you. Your carpet needs a zero-res workout, because zero-res gets results. An average house can trap up to 40 pounds of dirt in that carpeting every year. Zero Res removes those unwanted pounds of dirt and grime without adding nasty soap or chemicals. They use their patented process that uses the high alkaline water to clean. That's the Zero Res difference. And it's safe for children, for pets, so safe you can drink the water. You get prompt, polite, and professional service. So give your carpet a thorough workout. From corner guards to shoe booties, Zero Res technicians are the best. They're exceptional. Call today, 858-486-4100 for Zero Res. Get the $99 winter special. $99. Or get a free commercial quote. Call 858-486-4100. $99 winter special right now. 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a fast, easy way to sell your home?
Well, now there is. Hi, this is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere, and I've got an easy way for you to sell your home. I can get you a quick cash offer in as fast as 10 days with no hassles, no closing costs, and no real estate fees. I call it my quick cash offer program. It doesn't matter what shape your home is in, whether it's perfect or needs major repairs, you'll receive a quick cash offer with no closing costs and no real estate fees. And you can close and have your money in as little as 10 days or as long as you need. Just call 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-GARY-KENT today. To take advantage of my quick cash offer program with no closing costs or realtor fees, just call me, Gary Kent, at 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-427-9536 now, or go to 619-GARY-KENT.com, that's 619-GARY-KENT.com. This is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our friend Jonathan During, who is in charge of the La Jolla Gateway team. And we've talked about this a couple times, and I want to make sure we get this going. First of all, Thrivent is sponsoring the Year of the Pastor, our pastor's luncheon, which is taking place this coming Wednesday. So, I mean, that's taking place Wednesday, which is awesome. And they're the big sponsors behind it. There's other sponsors, but they're the big sponsor behind it. And their whole goal, which you have to appreciate, one of the reasons they're doing it, they're very, very supportive of ministries and of ministers and of communities that are nonprofit or people that are trying to fulfill their mission. And they're teaching stewards how to be better stewards. And they offer their education, their teaching for free. No cost. I'm telling you right now, I've put on conferences, okay? I'm not talking just about spiritual conferences. I've been in a couple different countries doing different conferences. It costs money, folks. It's not nothing. No, that's absolutely untrue. You think those iced teas are free every time you go somewhere? That coffee is free? Those Danishes are free? They're not. They cost. And these guys are willing to put it right on the line. They're willing to their whole purpose, strengthen Christian communities by helping members to be wise with money and inspiring them to live generously. The deal is they're trying to help people move from me to we. And you think, oh, that does, what's the big deal? Remember that passage in Corinthians where it says, I am of Cephas, I am of Paul, I am of Christ? If you look at that passage, almost every Christian who doesn't kind of maybe look at the whole thing, they'll go, that's me, I'm of Christ. They always jump to that. It's like, wrong, that's not what Paul's saying. It's the whole concept of saying, I'm of. The very next verse, Paul defines what it is. It's not a I'm of call, it's a we are. And it's the whole premise is not to identify, I'm with Apollos, I'm with Cephas, I'm with Paul, I'm with Christ. If you're with Jesus, remember how Jesus taught you to pray. Ready? Our Father who art in heaven. Not my Father. Our. That's plural. That's for all of us. So it's like you got to kind of get a handle on that. That's what they're doing. They're supporting ministries, strengthening stewardship, and being a part of that system. Love it. Don't you love that? I love it. That's great. I think it's great. And we're going to have Jonathan on. Jim's coming back on. Call Ruth today, 858-455-5227, 858-455-5227. Now, somebody said I said the number too fast. I always do that.
It's like, slow down, Dave. Slow down. This is Batman. Slow down.
Okay. 858. I knew that'd catch your attention. 455.
Clean slate.
5227. Okay. So you guys, yeah, there's, you know, when you listen to the show, you think, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. There's like 300 jokes going on that are going on in between the same time. All right. While I'm doing all that, let's do this. I got to do this story because this story is, oh, classic. By the way, if you want to call him, we only got a little bit of time left on that. The life question for this week, what is or what isn't Christianity? I think next week we're going to go to a question, but we're going to go yes, no. That's how I'm going to change it. What do you think? We're going to go yes, no on the question, make it easier. But anyway, if you have an idea of what is or what isn't Christianity, you're welcome to call the show. We only have a little bit of time for you to ask or for you to give your definition. It doesn't have to be a long definition. To any couple of words is fine. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473.
I know what isn't Christianity.
What isn't Christianity?
Hey, I know of Jesus.
Yeah, and we talked about that the other day. It's like people knowing of versus knowing. Big difference, right? And people are like, I know of
Big
Jesus.
Difference.
Like, I know of a popsicle. No, that doesn't help you. You got to get through it. You got to get to it. All right, here's a great story that I'm going to switch from fast food into sports. What? Why? Why not? That's my new theory. Why not?
Two of my favorite subjects.
Los Angeles woman sues McDonald's over hot coffee. Does this sound like a repeat? Is it me? Does this sound like a repeat? 20 years after jury awarded a New Mexico woman $2.9 million after she burned herself because she doesn't know coffee is hot. Okay. All right. Hey, don't touch the oven. It's hot. Los Angeles Times is reporting that individual is claiming that the lid was improperly placed on her coffee at a drive-thru, resulting in the coffee spilling at the window. Lawyers for the woman aren't saying anything. Lawyers for McDonald's aren't saying anything. Nobody's saying anything. Let's just talk about what this really is. You know what this is all about? Can I just be honest?
It's a McScandal.
Well, that's an excellent phrase. I think you should get props just for that. Golf clap. Okay. It is a McScandal for sure, but that's not what it's about. This is what it's about. It's true in fast food and it's true in sports. You ready? It's about the handoff. Da-da-da-da. Here's why. Because the person who gave that lady the coffee, the lady who grabbed the coffee, maybe her hand stuttered. Maybe her hand flipped the lid, right? It's going to be a one person versus another person. That's kind of how that works, right? So here's what I've deducted from this story. The woman suing McDonald's over the coffee lid because of how it was passed through the window. Here's the next lawsuit. And this is really for a RoboPaul, mostly because RoboProducer, you're more baseball than football. But here's the next lawsuit. Lawsuits from quarterbacks to running backs because the handoff wasn't good.
It's true.
That's next. And somebody's like, gosh, don't you feel sorry for her? No, I think she knew the story quite well. She burned herself. If it's just a matter of medical attention, that's one thing. $2.9 million, scam. Come on. $2.9 million, drop it on my head for $2.9 million. Who are you kidding? You don't understand what it's like to have burns. Yes, I do. Freak out. Okay, sorry. Okay. I did want to do this. I forgot to do this, by the way, and I like doing this, so don't get upset if you're not the big fan of this. Things that happened on this day in history. By the way, this day, if you did not know it, is Peculiar People Day. Hey, it's my day. It's cool. It's Peculiar People Day. Do you know any peculiar people? I mean,
I'm looking at him right now.
Okay. Well, I know, but you're looking at Craig. I don't think that's nice to say about him. Anyway, in this day in 1984, the U.S. and the Vatican reestablished diplomatic relations after a 117-year break. I didn't know that. That's pretty major news. In 1776, on this day, Thomas Paine's Common Sense, apparently something completely lost in government nowadays, Common Sense, which greatly influenced the authors of the Declaration of Independence, that was published on this day in 1776. On this day, now this is cool, Major Jimmy Erickson shot the first photograph from an airplane while flying over San Diego, California.
That is cool.
1911. How's that? Is that great? 1911. Guess what 1911? 1911 is also when Spoon Business was established in Detroit. Wow, that's weird. This is just a classic. I can't resist it. So 1976, C.W. McCall's Convoy was the number one single in the United States on both pop and country charts. Ah, Breaker 1-9, this here's the rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, yeah, 10-4, Pigpen for sure, for sure. You see, I get to go on radio and read this stuff. What's more fun than that? That's like the best stuff in the world. So that's kind of a really cool little piece right there. And then while you're digging up a piece, because I know you're digging that piece up, I'll just give you a quick DDD that we're going to go out with. And it's in John chapter 1, verse 16. Tell me if this is not a graceful thought for you and for me. Here it is, John chapter 1, verse 16. Remember, I'm reading out of two different versions, the Old Testament, New American Standard, New Testament, Holman Christian Bible. John chapter 1, verse 16. Indeed, we have all received grace after grace from his fullness. Now, from a theological point of view, people are like, well, it has to do with salvation, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, 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 whatever. Listen, we have all received grace after grace from his fullness. How many of you, I know I have received grace after grace after grace after grace? I know I've received that in my life 10,000 times. I mean, and that's not even, that's probably way low, especially for me. It's just because of Jesus and from him, did you get that? From Jesus, you get grace after grace after grace after grace. I know that Christians in the past have done tough things. Some of you out there listening to the show, you know exactly where I'm coming from. You've been hurt in church and so on and so forth. I get it. I get it. That's not a reason to stay away forever. I get it. You still have to operate in forgiveness. You still have to operate in contributing to the kingdom and the body of Christ. That's our call. But in Jesus, it's grace after grace after grace after grace after grace. And those graces in your life, they come from him and because of him. And that is totally, totally awesome. Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to go out with a little bit of spiritual teaching and a little bit of more fun, but I think we might have a little convoy-ish stuff coming right now.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Save time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. They have sold over 1 million cars. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
There's no better way to get the new year really going in the right direction for you than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hi, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you that a reverse mortgage allows you to fund your longevity. Yeah, changes are coming, but if we act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him and me for the special event, another dinner workshop coming up absolutely free, San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista, January 16th at 6 p.m. Seating is limited, though. You need to call and reserve your spot. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, our Quantum Adaptogen is on special. It's great support for mood, stress response, and adrenal function. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Are you in charge of your ministry's walkathon fundraiser? Do things like registration, pledge forms, billing, receipting got you down? Then you need to try FundEasy.com. With FundEasy, all your participants can register online for your event, get their own fundraising page that's super easy to personalize and share on Facebook, Twitter, and email, and then watch as online donations flow into your ministry's bank account. Interested? Get signed up today at FundEasy.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
In the air, there was pieces of truck and some pieces of duck, and junk and debris everywhere. Then the rig took a drink and commenced to sink, and there was no duck no more. But that evil smile from dirty old Lyle shows south on the North Texas shore.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, with Ingrid coming on the show Thursday at 3 o'clock of next week. Get ready for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Keep in mind, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. The big deal for Excalibur Roofing is they do not cookie cut their work. Eric is not, I'm just a general contractor. He's a roofing contractor, and we're talking about roofing, okay? If you got it roof, this is who you want to talk to. Okay. That was lame, but what do you want from me? There's a lot of roofy jokes, right? Like that? Like roof, 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 roof. Okay, we'll do the dog one later. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get a lot of information. The new site actually is going to be launched soon. So when you get to the site now, if you go there now, it's like, it's okay. But the new one's better. All their estimates are free. Plus, can I do that on the air? Plus, there's an awesome special from Excalibur Roofing. You engage in their services in the next few weeks and mention the David Spoon Experience, you get $700 off. Now, this is not like, oh, well, they float an extra $1,000 in there and then they take $700. That's not how they do that, man. That's the wrong kind of people. You're not talking about the right kind of people. These are the people that's like, no, your deal was going to be this. We're taking $700 off because you brought it up. That's what we're doing.
Man, they're the Camelot of roofing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got nothing for you. I should tell you this, though, shouldn't I?
You should, because you talked about it.
Traffic, doesn't look bad. You know,
the weather.
I'm hoping when I get on the road, it's kind of like the Lord parting the sea. Probably not.
Still sunny out?
It is still sunny out, although it doesn't look like cloudy, but it looks not quite as clear. Although that building they just recently built is really it's really taken away the view. So I'm not real happy about that. So my weather report is building in way sunny. Is that a new
partly
one?
Building?
Partly building. That's exactly it. And then the traffic is, you know, that's what you put up with. That's what you go through. Also, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment if you want. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle, which is the only reason I ever do that part on Twitter anyway, is because I like doing the Sean Connery impression. Was I supposed to say that? Boy, I got to work on my filter.
But your impression's getting much better.
Yeah, I got to work on that filter. I decided instead of doing a spiritual story on the way out, because we've did quite a bit of teaching here. We've done quite a few segments on teaching, I think. So we're going to just pick our top 7-8 TV theme songs that you can't seem to ever get out of your head once you start thinking
I'm
about
them.
I'm
going to play my favorite if it comes up.
All right, because we only got 2 minutes.
Top 7?
Well, there's like 13, but on 3 or 4 of them, I don't like them. So it's, I'm not reading them. Here's one of the big ones, a recognizable one. Even if you don't like the show, we're talking about recognizable ones that get stuck in your head. Cheers. That's a popular one, huh? Cheers. I mean, that's, you know, that whole thing. This one, everybody knows. This one, the Brady Bunch. Come on, right?
That's
Come
a good
on.
One.
That's a good one right there. This, though, perhaps my favorite, Gilligan's Island. I mean, I love Gilligan's.
Good one. That's another good one. Okay. Mine's not a comedy.
Okay. All right. Well, then we might not be on this list. Might not be on this. You'll have to tell me. And then I'll tell you the secret story of my wife. And I'll tell on her birthday, just a secret story we have.
What a nice present.
Nice. Another one, Mr. Ed.
Yes. That's
now, how could you not? Right? Right. A horse is a horse. A horse
like
a
all these ones.
I mean, that's just great, right? Another one, Beverly Hillbillies.
And
come and listen to a story.
Hills, that is.
Yeah, I like that one. Another one, Andy Griffith Show.
Classic.
Okay, I can't whistle. yeah, no, we're not whistling. It's not a whistling. They're saying one of the big ones, All in the Family. Da, 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 da. One that I think they missed, not a comedy, Dragnet. How did they not have Dragnet?
Dun, love it.
Dun, 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 dun. I mean, how do you miss that? Right? What's yours? Wait. Oh, he's going to play it. Also, you don't want to just tell him. Okay, that's Knight Rider for those that don't know it. All right, I got 30 seconds. Just drop it out. Let me do this. I'll tell you a story on my wife and I real quickly. So when we were in a different part of California, when it was really late, we'd stay up really late and watch a couple of TV shows. You know what we watched late at night? Now, this is a terrible thing to never tell anybody. We watched Green Acres. It was on like at 1 in the morning. We'd watch it from 1 to 1:30. Here's the worst part about it. We would both sing the theme song together at 1 in the morning.
We got to get you guys to do a recording of that. That's awesome stuff.
Nothing funnier in all the world than hearing us do the. It was just a classic. She would do the girl part, I'd do the guy part.
I'm hoping that's the way it went.
That is, well, that's the way it went from that point of view. Oh, you're just so bad. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. The insanity of Spoonanity right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break. We're coming back Monday. I don't know if the Burnett Downey interview will be on Monday, but we're doing it Monday one way or another. Have an awesome weekend. See you then.